Today's podcast is sponsored by SiriusXM. SiriusXM just upgraded their free pre-owned program to give your customers trials on the SXM app with purchase of vehicles without SiriusXM installed. Now, your customers with and without SiriusXM can enjoy the widest variety of entertainment in and out of the car.
Hello and welcome to the Auto Remarketing Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Overby, Senior Editor of Auto Remarketing, and my guest today is Eliron Eckstein, who is the co-founder and CEO of Raven, which is a provider of AI services in the vehicle inspection space, and glad to have Eliron here. He's actually going to be a speaker at our Used Car Week conference in just a few weeks, and Eliron, I think we mentioned off air here, I think you're going to win the award for furthest distance traveled to Used Car Week, flying from Israel to Las Vegas. So we appreciate the dedication as a speaker to get here. And thank you for being on the podcast. It's good to talk to you.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You know, you were on the show a few months back with our president, Bill Zedites. But for those who hadn't had the chance to listen to that episode or get to know your business yet, can you give a brief overview of your business model, how you got started, and sort of the market need that you saw?
Sure. So Raven is a software company that turns mobile phones as well as security type cameras into vehicle inspection systems. We essentially work with anyone handling vehicles from car rental companies, fleets, dealerships, auctions, leasing or finance providers, roadside assistance companies or trucking companies, and of course, insurance companies and also some service centers. And all of them have the need to create a clear assessment of the car's physical condition at a point in time. We actually started this company through the digital business unit of Shell, the oil company back in Europe. When I was working on a few ideas that could turn the traditional gas station into a hub for vehicle services. We did our first pilots in Europe, and then we quickly got in touch with car rental companies like Avis, and then transitioned to the US market to work with used car sellers and ultimately insurance companies. So today the company has more than 60 people around Europe and the US, and I'm happy to say we're growing pretty rapidly.
Well, you know, you mentioned just the vast amount of people who and kind of entities within automotive that have to utilize inspections for various things. But why has the inspections piece of automotive become so important?
Well, you know, inspection is just another word for trust. Vehicles are expensive pieces. And so every little thing, every damage on the car can seriously impact the cost of repair or the value of the asset. And that's why when they change hands, it's important to enable a true record that can facilitate the transaction. So that's why I think it's so critical to the industry.
Yeah, it's trust and transparency and being able to show, you know, exactly what the damage is, if there is any. And, you know, you mentioned your background with Shell Digital Ventures in London. And, you know, so you understand that investment piece of the equation. And, you know, just anecdotally, you know, as an outside observer here, I've noticed, you know, there's an increased appetite by the investment community in the inspection space. What do you think is driving that lately?
So we're actually benefiting from a lot of trends that are digitizing the way we handle cars. First, we buy cars online today, which means that we need to trust the seller more than ever. And we receive the car through a delivery, sometimes same day or the day after. And that includes used cars, which is very interesting. We're also now expecting to file insurance claims through digital channels, through the app or the website. We hardly see the mechanic shops anymore. We send off the car for service and expect to get it back to our home. And finally, there are new business models like in the sharing economy, like car sharing, which mean that cars just change hands more often than ever. Yeah. So all that converges into investments into trust pieces and tools that will facilitate those transactions.
And you made a great point there. I didn't even think about this, but like, you know, if you think about the ownership period of a vehicle, you know, depending on what kind of driver you are, you know, you may change vehicles every few years, you know, and then that vehicle goes back into the used car market and it's got to be inspected, all that kind of thing. Then when you think about you know, not only ride sharing platforms, but as you mentioned, car sharing, kind of the Airbnb model of car sharing, the subscriptions services that are out there now, vehicles can change hands a lot more frequently. There's just that many more touch points that, to your point, inspections become more necessary, and it's driving the, you know, investor appetite there as well. And speaking of which, you know, Car Global, which is, you know, a major player in the used car space, now really focusing a lot on digital, you know, is an investor in Raven. So, you know, as you've partnered with them, what work have you guys collaborated with Car on, and how have you worked together with Car Global?
So Car is a tremendously valuable partner to us. And if you think about, you know, the different platforms that they operate between Edessa, AutoVIN, which is the inspection arm, OpenLane, they touch millions of units every year through these platforms. You take just OpenLane, it's responsible for remarketing the vast majority of the off-lease vehicles in North America through the OEM private label platforms that they built. And we've already started integrating Raven into these platforms, which means that soon almost every car that goes through them will have the benefit and could benefit from our AI-based inspection process. So that's, I think it's a great change for the industry. It's a great tool to have, and Car's customers will most definitely benefit from that.
And, you know, as you know, the inspections and the condition reports side of the business, particularly on the auction industry, go hand in hand. So do you see AI playing an increased role in kind of generating and improving those online condition reports?
Yeah, I think there is a massive change in the industry, and ultimately the role of AI here that I see is in creating some efficiencies, but also transparency and standardization. Yeah. The three of those really go hand in hand. So using AI in the correct way will enable to do more stuff online and will enable those that are less professionals to run inspections, which is currently something only reserved to the highly skilled professionals. And if you think about the output, which is more standardized, that helps build trust, the whole concept of a standard. What is the grade of that vehicle? What is the true condition of that vehicle? That means people will be able to drive more transactions online without actually touching the car themselves.
And to that point, I think you mentioned the standardization part of it. I think that's been maybe the biggest hurdle or gripe about condition reports in the auction industry, is that what might be a four, grade four at one auction might be a 2.5 at another. And, you know, and that all comes down to, as you like, and you mentioned the, you know, it's a human element. Somebody, your opinion of something might be completely different than the next inspector. But when you bring AI in, it kind of neutralizes that. Is that, am I understanding that correct?
You're correct. And I'll add to that, that there will always be some people that will not necessarily trust the AI completely. And for those, you need to build enough transparency so they can run the analysis themselves. And this is really, this goes back to the principle of inspections, that they're used for further investigation. So the AI role is not only in telling you the bottom line, you know, this car should be a four. It's also to capture the right data for further investigation, even if the person doing the inspection is not a professional. And that's critical to us. That's why we decided to build the AI slightly differently by basically embedding it into the image capture process and making sure that even if the user is not a professional, they still gather enough data.
Well, I imagine you guys will, you'll be talking a little bit about this in a couple of weeks here on, you're going to be a panelist on one of our panels at Used Car Week, specifically our new Navicon conference, which is the National Automotive Ventures and Investors Conference. And you're going to be speaking on a panel with some of your peers in this specific space. And the great Steve Greenfield of Automotive Ventures is going to be moderating that panel. But as you kind of prepare for that and think about the topics you guys are going to be discussing, what do you see this panel entailing and kind of diving into?
So first of all, I'm really looking forward to it. Steve is going to run the show, which I've known Steve for a while, and his level of expertise in the space is probably second to none. And I believe it will be mostly about the role of damage detection. Mm-hmm. But hopefully also put it into the context of wider inspections. People look at damage detection not as a goal, but as means to an end, which is a more holistic and more objective condition report. And that's what I'd like to focus on, is less about the technology of damage detection and more about how do you really create trust in this industry. We're Used Car Week. People want to buy used cars, the demand for them is at record levels, and there is less of them. So how do you make sure you know what you're buying and that you can project what you're selling? And I think there's very specific application of AI that can enable that. And I'd like to talk to that if possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And, as I mentioned, this is our first ever Navicon conference, and we're holding it in conjunction with the National Remarketing Conference, both happening that Thursday, November 18th. And it's kind of a perfect marriage, particularly your panel, because it, just the importance of damage detection and inspections to the remarketing space. So I think we're gonna have a lot of crossover in general, but I think this panel in particular, you'll see a lot of the National Remarketing Conference attendees of that one as well. So really looking forward to that and really appreciate you being a part of it. And as I mentioned, traveling all this way to take part. But before I let you go here, I want to give you a chance. We have about 2 months left here in the year. What are some of the goals and what's on the radar for Raven to close out the year here?
So it's very much continuing on the trajectory and the journey where we've started a while ago, and pretty much completing our penetration into the US used car assessment, especially on the wholesale side. There might be some further opportunities also on the retail side. And then a separate effort to that is actually within the insurance space, which is less of the focus of the coming conference, but nevertheless, a very important industry, both in the US and Europe. And we have some case studies to talk to about how the AI can actually help you create a claim on an incident claim automatically and reduce some of the overhead associated with the current claim process. So these are the two areas where we look to make a lot of further progress as we come to the end of the year. And of course, at the second, at the first half of next year as well.
So to follow up on that, in the insurance piece, would that be something that's consumer facing or something that, say, an insurance adjuster would use?
To me, ultimately, it's a consumer facing app. Okay. And actually, it's not ultimately. I think this tech is pretty ripe. We talked about non-professionals doing inspections. Mm-hmm. To me, this cuts across used car assessment, as well as insurance assessment, which is arguably even easier because you're looking at bigger damage. And that's why we see a lot more, I guess, competition in that space. But when you migrate some of the tech from used car assessment and fleet assessment that we've been building into the insurance space, you can suddenly see amazing potential for consumers. People like you and me who have an accident, and we just want to know what to do with the car. And I think our insurance company can help facilitate that and give better transparency to everyone involved.
Yeah. And I imagine too, I mean, along those same lines, for non-professionals like you and I, so to speak, if we wanted to sell our cars on an online platform, what have you, I can imagine this type of capability could help, us who we're not necessarily, in the weeds with it every day, be able to perform a inspection more accurately, kind of describe the condition of the vehicle. Well, Elleron, thank you so much for being a part of the show, being a part of Used Car Week, and look forward to seeing you in a couple weeks.
Absolutely. Looking forward.
Absolutely. Well, that's going to do it for today's episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast. My thanks to Elleron Eckstein of Raven AI, and we will see you all in just a couple weeks at Used Car Week. Thanks for listening.
Today's podcast is sponsored by SiriusXM. SiriusXM just upgraded their free pre-owned program to give your customers trials on the SXM app with purchase of vehicles without SiriusXM installed. Now, your customers with and without SiriusXM can enjoy the widest variety of entertainment in and out of the car.